Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is choice and destiny. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the number two. The number two can be used to compare one against another, like night and day, or male and female. It can talk about division or unity. It can talk about choice, comfort or comparison, law and grace, truth and lies, old and new. The Bible uses the number two quite a lot. You'll remember the story of the wheat and the tares. You'll remember also the story about the two masters. You can't serve two masters at the same time. You'll love the one and hate the other. It talks about the Old and New Testaments. And so the number two has quite a significance. One of the things I see that I'd like to just kind of talk to you about, it's in reference to choice and destiny. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there's a whole bunch of people going to be walking down that road. And narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. And so he's talking about two roads, two paths in life, two destinies. And he's also talking about a choice. We have the choice of our free will to say, I'm not going to go down the broad road. I don't want to be running with the crowd. I would rather stand and, if need be, walk alone and walk the narrow path that leads to eternal life. And that's not so terrible, you know. If you ever get a chance, read Pilgrim's Progress. That's a prime example of choice and destiny. So today, and you hear this, whatever time of day it is, and you hear this little devotional, you have a choice. Where are you going in life? You're going down the broad road or the narrow path? I hope that you'll say, I'm not going to go down that broad road. I'm going to put my faith in Jesus as my Savior. He died for my sins. He rose again from the dead because he was righteous in every way. He paid the price for my guilt, my sin, and he gave me his righteousness. And now I can follow that narrow path that leads to eternal life and be with him for all eternity. That's a great, great thought. It's a cause to hope. It's a choice to make that takes us into an everlasting destiny. How great is that? Think about it today and then walk that narrow road. God bless you and have a great day.